Paul, is that a pretty nice way to end off the season, regardless of what the results are in terms of the playoffs?
Yeah, especially that Blake scored that. It's so consistent in everything that he did all year, whether you're playing with two rookies or he just pushed himself. He just did a remarkable job bringing the kids in, being an example for those kids. So it was nice for him to get one, get the last one, have it be meaningful in the situation that we're in.
Speaking of the kids, Kyle Connor comes up with a big
goal
for you.
So but way before the goal, his first period and his first 30 minutes, you know, he had right away shown that his first year pro was good for him. You know, he was on the puck, didn't come off it, won some battles, won some loose pucks. And that is the area of growth. And again, it's not just Kyle, but that's the area of growth. And you still see it with some of the other young guys that we have here. They don't come up with it, or they come off the puck, as we would say. And really big improvement there. Glad he scored a goal. We got lots of confidence in time that he's going to be able to do that as he grows and matures and can control the puck more. They get even more opportunity. But, yes, it's one game, but he's used his first year pro well.
You talked about growth, and I'm just wondering if in these last 7-10 games that things have gone so well, did you see growth with the team that can be carried forward?
I know in this situation it's easy to quit. I know some of the teams, that's a tough loss for Nashville, and they'll be happy whoever they get, but lining up against Chicago can't be certainly a daunting task anyway. There was some meat on the bone for them in that game, but given the situation, there was absolutely no quitting. I'm not bragging about the style of game, especially that second period of hockey. There's lots of things that... But the quit was right. They fought for it, and it's harder to do maybe in the 7 games to get to the emotional level. Like, there's no play fighting in hockey. If you're not on it, you look bad, and there were times that we weren't great, but there's enough fight in them for them to win 7 straight in a tough situation. I'm proud of them for that.
Paul, you said, I mean, that they didn't quit, and Blake said it too as well in the room. I mean, how understated is the fact that, I mean, people might on the outside might look at professional hockey players and say, well, why would you quit?
It's not that. I don't know if I can explain this well enough, but there'd be 700 of the best people in the world doing one job, and they're doing it as hard as they can. And if you're not on that, it's not... You're going out and playing hard. You have to get yourself to an emotional level, a lather, as we say. Like, there's no play fighting. It's like with your younger brother, right? And you start play fighting, and it gets into a full-on war. But that's pretty much the way the NHL game's played. It's full out all the time. So you need the emotion of a crowd. Building was great tonight. We didn't give them anything to get excited about till late in the game, other than some block shots. It's very difficult to manufacture that if it's not there. It's not about working hard. Everybody works hard. It's about getting yourself to a high enough compete level, and it's a challenge. It's especially a challenge for a young team. They haven't. This is new every night.
Talked about Blake Wheeler's achievements. One of the things, I believe he's one of the 4 guys that played all 82 games.
Yeah.
I mean...
And not healthy.
Right? And I assume, you know, I think Josh Morrissey was another guy. I mean, how intense is it to play all 82 games of a National Hockey League season?
The way Blake plays it, I don't want to say it's impossible, but I would have assumed. I mean, he's got a pain tolerance. I mean, he's had pulled obliques this year that he couldn't twist and talk to you. I mean, he just all kinds of injuries. And Josh Morrissey as well, there's a whole host. We had 2 guys playing tonight, and they've played for the last few weeks with broken bones. So we've had our fair share of time in the medical bin, but when your leader is like that, there's a lot more pressure in a good way. So let me the doctors make the final decision on whether a guy can play or not. But after that, it's pretty tough to be pulling yourself out of the lineup because you got a cold when he's played games throwing up in between periods and on the bench, coming off the bench and coming back out. He's been, you know what, and I won't tell you anything that I tell the players in exit meetings, but with Blake, I've had a list of pretty good captains, you know, some Hall of Fame players: Ron Francis, Matt Sundin, Rod Brind'Amour, Kevin Dineen, and I'm missing one or two other really good men, and he's right there. The job that he did there was as good as any job I've ever seen.
I don't think I'd use the word need, but how important was it for Connor Hellebuyck to maybe end off the season?
Just finish on a good note. You're going to look at a bunch of stats. They'll be coming out in both directions here in the next little while. He's got some good things that he's done this year. He doesn't get the room that all the other kids got because it's in the back of the net. And he got an opportunity, played more games than anybody his age in the league, and that was the theme for the year. So I'm glad that he gets to take a win home with him. He's got a bunch of them, and we're going to look for a whole lot more.
I feel like you put the pressure on